The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "The person who is trustworthy in every small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. And the person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. If therefore you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with the true wealth? If you are not trustworthy with what belongs to another, who will give you what is yours? No servant can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon." The Gospel of the Lord. Dear brothers and sisters, good evening to you all.
Evening.
How are you this evening?
Good.
Mr. and Mistress Dennis invited their pastor for the dinner hosted in honor of the return of their son after long years of his wandering life. As Mr. Dennis was busy herself preparing food, she asked her little daughter to set the table. When the pastor started the prayer before the meals, Mr. Dennis noticed that her daughter forgot to place silverware for the pastor. Embarrassed at the oversight, Mr. Dennis asked her little girl why she had not placed silverware for the pastor. The girl said, "Because, Mom, I have heard Papa saying that our pastor eats like a horse." "Not me." Going by car through our hill roads, we see a number of signboards warning drivers of dangers ahead, like a short turn, narrow culvert, men at work, and so on. These signs are grateful because they help people to avoid accidents. In a similar way, Christians on their way to heaven meet with a number of dangers, and the church will always guide its children. And there is one particular danger which the church warns us against: the danger of richness. Wealth wrongly acquired or badly used. This is one of the biggest problems in our life. Becoming rich day by day. We love to become rich and we love money. Are you? No. Yes. We fight for money and we don't like to speak about all these things. We don't like to hear about talking about money or richness or la 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 la. But we want to be all means to become rich and rich. Today, the reading speaks about the danger of richness. So how some people became rich and how some people became poor, and what is going on among the communities? How a person can become a rich? So when we go back to today's first reading and gospel reading, when the people of Israel reached the promised land, The land was equally distributed among all the tribes. Equally distributed. But what happened? Some people sold their land for other people. So those who bought the land, they became rich, rich and richer. And the people who sold the land became poor. That is how, one of the way, how people became rich. What happened to the poor then? The poor tilled the land for the landlord on a daily wage or worked it for themselves, handing over to the landlord part of the produce as rent. So 750 years before Christ, Israel was enjoying a time of great financial and material prosperity, but spiritually they were very poor, bankrupt. This is what happens when we are on the way to richness. We forget everything. We focus only on money and how to become rich. So, when we concentrate on richness, surely we lose our spirituality. So Israel was enjoying, and there were many things coming over. They lost their spiritual life. And the prophet Amos had been a shepherd living in the kingdom of Judah, whom God called him to be his messenger. At the time of Amos, there was a lot of corruption. Corruption among the people. How I can become rich? How I can cheat people? This is what is going on. Everywhere cheating, and becoming rich, rich and richer. So Prophet Amos was sent to the people, and Prophet Amos said, "You Israel, in your prosperity, you lost your focus on God." This is exactly what God wants to tell his people. In your prosperity, you have lost the focus on God. All your focus is on wealth, money, how to become rich. So even the Sabbath, even the new moon day, the merchants are ready to sell the grain and earn money. Don't worry about Sabbath. No worry about going to the temple, worshipping God, praying to God. No. All the business people, even on Sabbath day, they want to sell their products. And they cheated the simple people with faulty measures and weights. And when a person was unable to repay the loan, his fields and house were confiscated. When nothing was left, the wife and the children of the debtor would be taken as a slave. They even exploited their customers by mixing useless materials in with the products they wanted to sell, such as mixing chaff with the wheat. They want money. Somehow they want to become rich. This is how rich people were cheated the poor and became richer, richer and richer, and they forgot the commands of God, and they forgot to worship their God. By seeing all these prophet Amos rebuked the leaders and the wealthy people of his time for their heartless behavior. He was very angry. Prophet Amos was a very perfect man. He was very angry. Their wealth brought along two things: moral corruption and idol worship. Moral corruption and idol worship. These two things took place among the rich people most of the time. Because of this, Amos told them that God will hand over you to be your slaves. As he said, the Israel people became slaves. So everything is lost. What are the things they have preserved by cheating people? Everything is gone. They were made slaves to another kings. So the same situation was at the time of Jesus. And today's gospel was written to the converted Christians. They were pagans before, and they converted to Christians. And those Christians also tempted to make the acquiring of money the main purpose of their life. Even those people, those who converted as Christians, they also began to acquire money, to become rich. Their concentration was only on richness. So in today's gospel, it says how we can stop these Christians who follow to become rich, who lost their faith in their God. So in those days, often the landlord resides in town far from his field, and he appointed a steward or manager to see the running of his property. An important duty of the steward was to collect the rent for the landlord. The steward of today's parable, he must have allowed some tenants to keep the rent in arrears in exchange for the bribe. The total amount left uncollected was huge, the rent of several years. So the steward became dishonest by misusing of his master's money. See here, the steward, the landlord believed a person, hey, take care of my property and collect the loans every year and give to me. And this steward cheated the landlord, and he began to acquire money, and he wants to become rich. Then the landlord came to know that he cheated his money, his wealth. He misbehaved. So when the steward sensed that he is about to be fired out, what he did was, he called all those who had debts with his landlord to his own advantage and reduced their bills as much as 50% discount. Hey, come on. How much you have to pay? $1,000. Hey, you pay only $500. So he did his master money in such a way. Even in that way, he tried to loot the money which belongs to the landlord. So he says, he reasoned out that after he would be fired out, there would be people who would welcome them, who would welcome him and give shelter. So this is also a cunning idea.
I can reduce the bills so that people may love me. When my master fired me out, I can go to those people and they welcome me and give me shelter and they give me the food.
But the landlord was so impressed, not because of his being dishonest, but because of his being wise, prudent. He made use his prudent so that he may give out to the people, to the poor. He gave with prudent. That is where he behaved in wise. That was appreciated. So, the message for all of us is, in the gospel, each one of us is steward. We are all stewards to our Jesus. Not to cheat, not to become rich, to work for others. We are all stewards to each one. And the rich man in the gospel is God himself. So God who entrusted to us all the graces and what he created, and with the prudent, we need to share the gifts. So God is the landlord, and he is the giver of everything, all the graces, all the blessings, all the richness. Everything is given to all of us. And we need to become a responsible steward who can help those who are in troubles and problems and those who are living in poverty. Those who become engrossed in acquiring of money, they hardly know a moment of rest, day or night. Those who love money, those who want to grab, and preserve, they will not understand day or night. They do not understand the rest. They will not be in rest. Acquiring. They truly become the slaves of money. There is no place in their mind either for God or for their eternal salvation. They don't care anything. Am I a spiritual person or I believe in God or not? No, I want money. I want to become rich. Those who have this idea, they will be far away for salvation. So, we are stewards to Jesus. And we are slaves to each person. And we need to become slaves. We may not like, but we have to. Money and possessions are not really ours. God gives them to us as loan. What are the things that we have? And we are going to have. Everything is from God. If you are a rich person, that is the blessing of God to you. You need to be proud to become rich. And you need to work hard to become rich. Becoming rich is not sin. And if you believe that richness makes you everything, gives you everything, then you are God. You depend only on wealth. So wealth is gift of God to all of us, so that we all may share. That is what Jesus says. I will pour upon you all my graces, all my blessings to you. Jesus blesses everyone with different gifts, with different graces. Why? To share
If everyone becomes doctor, who will be the sick person? Who will be the patient? If everyone is rich, who will be the poor? So if everyone is rich, we cannot find love. We cannot find sharing in the society or in the family. That's why God blesses everyone according to his own way, according to his own blessings. Why? Because we need to share those blessings. So, many different things can rule us. The love of money or possessions, the power or position, the glamour of wealth and prestige, passions and addictions. So many things will rule us. But what is purpose of life? What is our goal in life? That is the main important thing we need to meditate all the time, whether you are rich or poor. What is my purpose of living? What is my goal in my life? Life has only one ultimate goal: to prepare for the next life. Is it? The main purpose of our living is we need to prepare ourselves for the next life. That must be our goal. In whatever situations we may be, the goal must be in your life. So we cannot take anything with us to heaven. Only the goodness, which is the goal of eternal life. So let us meditate and concentrate on our life. For what purpose I am? What purpose? The purpose is for the next life. We need to remember all the time, we are living for the next life.